hapon po mga kababayan. Muli, narito na naman po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 FM. Ngayon po ay ika-dalawang linggo ng Hulyo, July 9. At siyempre pa, tayo mga Pilipino, tayo nagkakasaya anuman ang ating ipinagdiriwang. Siyempre po, ngayong araw na ito is a very special day for me because today is the birthday of a very good friend, George Dawson, the father of our Miss Universe New Zealand 2016, Tanya Dawson. Hello everyone there in Clark's Beach. I hope you're listening to our program. And also, this is a very special day for us at Samutsari, me and Manang Trini, because our very special guests, as we mentioned to you in the last three Sundays, are the DC boys from Hamilton. Here they are all ready to cheer you this afternoon, which is a little bit rainy, a little bit gloomy, but still in our hearts, we are all happy. Marami po kaming inihanda, kaya samahan niyo po kami hanggang alas 4, hanggang alas 5:20. Narito po si Manang Trini.
Mayang hapon kaninyong tanan, ug daghang salamat sa kanunay ninyong pagpamina sa atong kadasimanang nga programa sa radyo. Of course, ako si Manang Trini. Welcome sa Samutsari Cultural Community Radio. Kada Domingo gikan alas 4:20 hangtod alas 5:20. Of course, makapamina pug kamong tanan anywhere anytime sa www.planetaudio.org.nz/samutsari/player. Ayan, and welcome sa guest natin.
Siyempre pa po, ang programang ito ay hinatid sa atin palagi ng Planet Earth Travel, Western Union Money Transfer, Wheels on West, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, and J&M Foods and Travel Unlimited, ISM New Zealand Limited, at iba pang sponsors. Ayan, eto po, meron tayong quick news, local news, Manang Trini?
Yes, of course. Here's our local news this afternoon. All-day free parking in Central Auckland suburbs is ending. The days of Central Auckland fringe suburbs becoming free parking lots for commuters are coming to an end, with a new residential parking zone coming into force in Ponsonby and others planned for Grafton and Grey Lane. In the past month, the net of residential parking zones has been widened from St. Mary's Bay and Freeman's Bay to include Ponsonby, where many properties are without off-street parking. Mount Eden has a residential parking zone between Mount Eden Road and Dominion Road at the city end of the suburb. Auckland Transport is close to introducing a new residential parking zone in Parnell, consulting on a zone for Grafton and planning one more Grey Lane, where a domino effect from Ponsonby is already having an impact on parking for residents. Many commuters drive from the outer suburbs to find parks within the one-stage bus or rail trip to the CBD. Waitemata Local Board Chairwoman Pippa Combe said Auckland was following the norm for international cities. You don't expect to park in the city center and city fringe for free. The local boards, she said, had been pushing for a rollout of residential parking zones since before the first scheme was introduced in St. Mary's Bay in 2012. In Freeman's Bay, people were arriving at 6 a.m. in the morning and having breakfast in their cars to park all day for free. There were endless complaints from people unable to park near their homes, Combe said. She said, after initial concerns about the cost of residential parking, which is $70 a year for a permit, residents and businesses would have it any other way. It had transformed how the streets worked. Auckland Transport Parking Services Manager John Strawbridge says city fringe residential streets are often overcrowded with commuters parking all day, leaving no room for residents and their visitors. And that is our local news. So wala nang free ngayon sa ano ha, sa city.
We have to pay. Nothing is for free.
User pays.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, even our rubbish disposal will be pay as you throw very soon, courtesy of Auckland Council, of course. Well, nothing is for free. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here are the DC boys.
Hey.
Hi. Hi, everybody. We're back. Just wanted to say thank you to Tita Verge and the team for bringing us back here. It was great catching up with you at the Filipino Independence Day celebrations. What a great night that was.
Yes, likewise. We all enjoyed your singing. Thank the DC you. Boys, ladies and gentlemen, are very, very good singers of Filipino songs. You would have heard them before here at Planet FM at Samutsari, and here they are again. Let us introduce each other again. There are four of them. You start.
Kamusta, everybody. Once again, this is TA coming to you from Planet FM.
Hi there, this is Josh Rico from the DC Boys Fusion, and yeah, we're back again. Thanks for having us.
And I'm Sammy Seed, and it's good to be here once again.
Hi, I'm Kane, and it's brilliant to be here. It's nice. It's the food here is brilliant, but the rain is a bit disorientating.
It's nice and warm in here, though.
It is.
Yeah, it's super warm.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
I'm liking it.
We have two ladies with them. Ooh. Obviously, the support. Whatever they do, these two women are always with them. The Fanao.
Yeah. Nice work. Actually, they're the decision makers and the crew. We have our handler, our manager, Joey V, that I'm sure many, many listeners out there already know. And we have Frances as well as our road manager. She supports us as well. I'd also like to make a shout out to our American listeners at this stage, just celebrating their Independence Day on the 4th of July.
We're thinking
of you guys, and we're hoping that obviously it's Saturday over there at the moment, that you're having a very safe and enjoyable celebration.
Yes, happy July 4th, and our fellow Americans.
I'd just like to make a shout out
American
to
today.
A friend of ours, Tama London's son, Jesse, who's over in the States listening as well, if you're at their brother.
Yep, my Josh?
Have you shout out there, Josh? I'll go after you, mate.
I don't have any shout outs, but yeah, it's good to be back again. Yeah, like Robs was saying, or TA was saying, we have station news. Yeah, it's good to be back, and we hope that the Independence Day celebrations are going good and that everyone's safe for this day.
Awesome, and I'd like to have a shout out to one of my couple of friends over in the States, JD in New York, and also my professor over there, Professor Albert Gross. Just a shout out, hi, happy 4th of July. Mm-hmm.
So Kane actually went to school in the States, didn't you, Kane?
I did.
How was that?
It was.
You can't
expensive.
Tell by your accent.
I've managed to get the Kiwi accent back. That's.
Have you got an American passport?
No.
But just a Kiwi passport.
Just a Kiwi passport, yes. Mm-hmm. We got everything on the P11, which is an exchange scheme that goes on. It was great fun over there.
And to the Filipinos, happy Phil-American Day as well. We celebrate July 4th before as our Independence Day in the Philippines. But it was changed in the 1980-something, I think it was. I cannot remember. To go back to June 12, because June 12 really is the Independence Day. Mm. Because what we are celebrating is our independence from Spain. Not from the Americans. Although the Americans were the last who colonized us for about 40 years. So that is why there is a standing joke that us Filipinos have got 400 years of convent life. That's we were under the Spaniards, 40 years of Hollywood because we were under Americans, and 4 years of harakiri. I'm joking. 4 years under the Japanese. But of course, we are free people now, thanks to our forefathers who really fought hard for this. Yes, especially our national hero, Dr. Jose P. Rizal.
Yes.
Well, what is our first song from the DC Boys? Come on, Joey, do you want to introduce the song?
No, I think we'll stay with Tita Verge's favorite song, and she really appreciates this one.
Aww.
And it's any Pinoy here. I heard a new word the other day, Kiwinoi.
Kiwinoi, yes.
Yeah, so, but we had a beautiful lunch at a restaurant in Pamnuer, and we sung Manila. And that's actually one of our favourite songs.
Mm-hmm. That is, yeah, it's one of the songs that we really do enjoy, and we have a good time singing anyway.
We will try the background music is not. Try this one.
Yeah.
But it was good having the celebrations for the independence, Filipino Independence Day. It was brilliant.
I tell you what, those models and those dresses were like, wow.
They were stunning.
It was very hard to stay on tune and on point with the songs, actually. Every now and then I found myself wondering and going, oh, gosh,
because Filipino and naturally beautiful people, eh?
Yeah, they really are. Yes. Absolutely, they really are.
And the national dresses, eh? Yeah. Variety, yes.
And we had some beautiful meals there. At the Independence Day.
Yes, yes. We had lechon.
It was
We had lechon, didn't we?
Lechon,
yeah. Yeah, any Filipino gathering, we always have lechon, really. Because it is one of our national food.
Is it like a traditional food for you?
Yes, yes, yes.
It was really nice. It really was.
Yeah.
Yes. We met some interesting people out there. I wanted to make a little shout out to Cora from Planet Earth Travel.
Planet Earth Travel is one of our looking after us sponsors.
And, we're actually heading out shortly to Perth to visit some family there, and Cora's been helpful in getting us on the right track. So
fantastic.
Thank you, Cora, if you're listening in down there in Hamilton. Thanks for the support, and we love you.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
Yes.
Enjoy the show. And if you have the chance, go check out our Facebook page, which is the DC Boys Fusion, .com, brilliant page. There you'll see a lot of the photos from that performance with us, and we'd like to say that you were part of that as well, and it's great to
fantastic
to have you on
so
our
so it's
Facebook
called
page.
DC Boys Fusion
yes
in
yes.
Facebook we will look that up yeah.
And I want to thank you, Tita Bruce, since we first met you. I think you're one of our strongest supporters and our fans.
Of course.
And just to let the listeners know, we were getting prepared out there at Mount Albert, and this lady yells out from the middle of the car park, DC Boys! And we said, I wonder who's that? And there was Tita Bruce, like, just right in the middle of stopping traffic. And it was great to see you. When the boys walked away, having taken equipment in, and I turned around, and there was Tita Bruce. What should I help with? Go and get a good seat, Tita Bruce, and let's have a great night. And it was.
Yes, so, it was.
I think we've got something sorted out now. This is one of our favourite songs, and I'm sure you all know it out there. So please enjoy.
Maraming beses na kita niliasan. Iniwanan na ibang pinuntahan. Parang babaeng ang hirap talagang malimutan. Ikaw lamang na naking laging pinabalikan.
Kiapo.
One, two, three, and
Manila. I keep coming back to Manila. Simply no place like Manila. Manila, I'm coming home. I've walked the streets of San Francisco. Like I don't belong in a hanap, hanap kita Manila. Ang inga mong kay sarap sa tinga. Mga jeepney mong nagliliparan, mga babae mong nagkagandahan. Take me back in your arms, Manila. And promise me you'll never let go. And promise me you'll never let go. Manila,
Manila,
I keep coming back to Manila,
Manila.
Simply no place like Manila,
Manila,
Manila, I'm coming home.
And our Miss Universe New Zealand, Tanya Dawson, is definitely listening with his father, the birthday boy, George Dawson, 75 today.
Hinahanap, hanap kita, Manila. Ang inga mong kay sarap sa tinga. Mga jeepney mong nagliliparan, mga babae mo ng gagandahan. You take me back in your arms, Manila, and promise me you'll never let go. Promise me you'll never let go, Manila,
Manila.
Miss you like hell, Manila,
Manila.
No place in the world like Manila,
Manila.
I'm coming home to stay.
Woo!
I'd like to dedicate that one to the family out at Clark's Beach. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. That's for you, George. George Dawson, the father of Miss Universe New Zealand 2016, Tanya Dawson. And also, obviously, to Lani and all the Filipinos and Kiwis, visitors, and having having fun eating and eating and eating and drinking as well in Clark's Beach.
In the early mid 90s we used to stay in Clark's Beach, so I hope the scallops are fat at the moment and not too far
nice
over knee deep.
Very nice eating up here.
So yes, we are familiar with Clark's Beach.
I must try that. Sounds delicious.
Oh, you like it? It's really nice.
So tell us about your CD. Are you releasing something?
Yes, one of the songs that we've revisited a couple of times at the moment is called "I Got That Love." It's a song about the love that a man and a woman can be involved with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a seductive song, and I think the boys together, when we put it together, really,
of course, composed by the four of you.
Yes, yeah. Yes, we did.
And approved by the two ladies here.
I hope they do like it. Are the backing tracks? No? Okay. We'll play whatever you'd like to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you like to hear?
What do you want to do with
it?
Well, we can... Losing my voice here. Another song that we have is one that we did at the celebrations. It's quite a bit of an anthem for us at the moment. We had the pleasure of heading over to one of the stores just down the road, and we sang it there as well. It's called Panalangin.
It's one of our favourites. We really do like the song.
We love watching Tea to Virgie when we sing this song. I'm sure it was a hit record when she was just starting to pour. I'm pretty sure it was a hit record. You can see some reminiscing going on there.
Okay, we'll hear
this
it.
This goes out to all the lovers out there. Mm-hmm. And once again, happy anniversary, guys. Happy Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
Habang buhay makapiling ka, makasama ka, yan ang panalangin ko. At hindi papayaw ang pusong ito, mawala ka sa aking piling, mahal ko iyong digin. Ang iba ang mas mahalaga sa tamis na dulot ng pag-ibig natin dalawan. At sana na may makikinig ka kapag aking sasabihin minamahal kita. Manalangin ko sa habang buhay makapiling ka, makasama ka, yan ang panalangin ko. At hindi papayaw ang pusong ito, mawala ka sa aking piling, mahal ko iyong dingin. Wala nang iba pang mas mahalaga sa tamis na tulod ng pag-ibig natin dalawan. At sana na may makikinig ka kapag aking sasabihin minamahal kita. Shubidubidubo na nalangin ko sa habang buhay makapiling ka, makasama ka, yan ang panalangin ko. At wow, papayam ang pusong ito, mawala ka sa aking piling, mahal ko iyong dingin. Wala nang iba pag mas mahalaga sa tamis na dulot ng pag-ibig nating dalawa. Asan na may makikinig ka kapag aking sasabihin minamahal kita. Shubidubidubo nanalangin.
Woo!
Thank you.
Thank you for that. And that's actually from the Apple Hiking Society, isn't it?
Yes.
Panalangin.
Panalangin.
One of my favorites.
Yes.
One of my favorites. Now, for yung sa mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon na hindi nila alam kung sino ang DC Boys, actually, they're all Kiwis. None of them is Filipinos, I don't think. Is any one of you Filipinos?
No.
No.
I can't say I'm Filipino.
By blood. By blood, I mean.
No,
I'm talking about blood. Yeah. So, yeah. So, really.
We just love the people.
Yeah.
They just ate balut, and when they woke up, they're already Filipinos.
And San Miguel beer as well. Balut and San Miguel beer is always good.
Don't forget Red Horse.
So, it's quite kind of giving you a nice, fuzzy, warm, fuzzy feeling that these Kiwi lads sings beautifully and put us all to shame. Put me to shame anyway, for sure. And they're so great. They're so lovely. They're very proud that they love our OPM.
Oh, it's
lovely. Thank you all so much for that.
And of course, another beautiful Filipino lady who's listening today is one of our candidates for this year's Miss Universe New Zealand contest, and she is Shekinah de los Santos.
Yes.
Shekinah, you should have been here today, but I know you have got another appointment, but you are listening. Ladies and gentlemen, you are all invited to Shekinah de los Santos' fundraising event for Journey with Miss Universe New Zealand. It will be a cultural night show called Kultura on the 29th of July, 6 p.m. at Mangere Arts Center. 50% of the funds raised will go to Variety, that's the children's charity, and the remaining will go to her Journey as a finalist. Shekinah, for your information, is one of the 20 finalists and the only Filipina for this year's Miss Universe New Zealand. So, Filipinos, there is a popularity voting, and I think that counts 30% or 40%, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Vote for Shekinah de los Santos. Go to her Miss Universe page and vote for her so she can be included in the finals.
Absolutely. Not only the Filipinos, there's a lot of
Kiwis and Maori
supporters. When they saw that we got a photo with Shekinah, they thought,
Yes. The DC Boys support that lady, so you support, they will support them as well.
Yes. I'd like to just make a shout out to Shekinah. Unfortunately, Shekinah will be out of the country on the 29th. We'd have loved to have supported you in the fundraising. So all the blessings there. We really hope it goes really well for you. But in terms of the invitation, we'd love to have been there, but we will actually be out of the country.
I will play some of your songs there. I will be there. Yeah. Tickets are $20. Simply go to www.eventfinder.co.nz and search Kultura. Any questions, contact Shekinah on her Facebook on 021-0233-0772.
But for future reference, if you need us, Shekinah, just holler. I'm sure we'll make time available for you and your friends.
So what was her number again?
021. He chickened out. Well, Shekinah, I know what one of the lads is single. At least I know
which one?
At least what I know, I don't know behind my back if he's not.
Most definitely
you, Josh. Oh, three are single. Only one. I know. I definitely know that Sam is taken.
And between and 12 and 5.
Spoken for. And Sam is wearing the Lions shirt today.
Traitor.
Yes. He's covering it because he knows I'm a black. I'm an All Blacks.
Yeah. I actually brought this SM Paranaki, this T-shirt.
Did you?
Most definitely not the Lions.
Oh, okay.
It was on special too.
Good on you. Nice one.
So we've been working on our album for a wee while now, and we hope to have it launched by the end of the year.
Lovely.
There's a couple of songs that aren't too far away, and hopefully Tinta Verge, if we're able to come back and say, look what we're doing.
Yes.
Of course,
can't
wait.
Really,
really cool.
Kane. Yeah, it's been a pleasure playing those songs. There's been, apologies for the bit of the delay with the hectic schedule that we've got, which we're sort of balancing in between both of the songs and laying tracks, and it's
not
it's,
to mention the 4 hours of Tagalog songs we've been learning.
Yes.
Tagalog.
And it's been we're just very thankful, you know, from all our supporters, or from you, from you guys, and of course our supporters back home and everyone around the area in New Zealand for the support they've shown us to the Ducey Boys. Mm. We don't take it for granted. We absolutely appreciate all of you. So thank you, Saul.
But yeah, if you're wanting updates and all that sort of stuff, we do have a Facebook page, like we said before.
Yes,
Ducey
yes.
Boys Fusion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you want updates and that sort of stuff, find us there.
And one thing we put out there is that if you'd like to challenge us on a song and you know where our next event is going to be, put that song forward, regardless of what language it's in.
Oh, cool.
We have a couple of Korean songs that we've been working on.
Yes.
We're a little bit intimidated by the Cantonese songs, but I'm sure we'll give it a go. If you're following our Facebook page, thank you. Mm-hmm. And if you know a location where we're coming up to our next venue, give us a little bit of notice and we'll do our very best to play your request.
Fantastic, thank you.
Oh, we'd like to also have a big shout out to one of our fans there, Janice M. Barclay Lingman. It's great to see you and great to have your support around. So, hi.
Hey,
how are
you doing?
Okay.
And for your information, ladies and gentlemen, the one who is really single, as I know, is Josh. Josh, if you play your cards right, as you would remember, we have won Miss Universe New Zealand 2016.
Leave the station, you will be
and she is single too, if you play your cards right. And Shekinah, of course.
The dating show.
I never want to dance again.
Oh, goodness gracious. Keep trying to emerge.
We've got a couple of songs up about them.
Yes, we have. We can do one more song. We can do another song for you. This one here is a song that will
is my favorite.
Allow Josh to then sing his song. A song for you. This one here is a Koi Sayo.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I think it's one of the best songs I've heard from the Tagalog scene that I've seen. Yeah.
What's the title again?
Ako Sayo.
Ako Sayo.
Mm-hmm. And this was a song that we're going to dedicate to one of our mates that's currently listening back in Waitomo. He got up and performed with us at a couple of performances. So, Witana, this is dedicated to you too, mate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's hit it. The finger snaps.
For the first time.
Keep me honest. I can't click my fingers, just so you know. I can't even whistle. It's that bad.
Ikaw na ang may sabi na ako'y mahal mo rin ang sinabi mo. ay pag-ibig mo ay di mapabago. Ngunit bakit sa tuwing ako'y lumalapit, ika lumalayo?
Join me. Sing it.
Puso, laging nasasaktan pag may kasama kang iba. Di pa nila alam. Tayo'y nagsumpaan na ako'y sa'yo at ika'y aking lama. Kahit anong mangyari, pag-ibig ko'y sa'yo pa rin. At kahit ano pa ang sabihin nila, ay ikaw pa rin ang mahal. Maghihintay ako kahit kailan. Kahit na umabot pang ako'y nasa langit na, at kung di ka makita, makikiusap kay bahala na kaya natin.
Good room.
At sabihin,
thanks.
Ipaalala sa iyo, nakalimutan sumpaan na ako'y sa'yo at ika'y aking lama.
More, more.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, once again, he is single.
And in fact, he is a qualified Filipino lover with that song. Imagine that, promised the lady that he is only hers until in heaven.
Maghihintay ako kahit kailan. Makita, makikiusap kay bahala na ika'y hanapin at sabihin, ipaalala sa iyo. Ika'y aking lamang.
Woo! He would even ask the good Lord to look for the lady love and ask him not to forget the sumpaan.
Lord will provide.
Can you say in English what is sumpaan?
Yeah.
Promise, my
promise.
Oh, promise.
Yeah. Oh, so
that, that's
yeah. So, ladies, queue up. His name is Josh.
He likes long walks on the beach. He's a listener.
And a talker.
And a
talker.
And he eats balut. He's manly.
He eats balut, ladies.
Eats balut.
I've got to say, out of the whole band, Josh was the only one that handled balut.
He's a man's man.
Great job,
mate.
That was an experience, wasn't it? Eating the balut.
We've got some
stories about that one.
Yeah. We tried something yesterday at lunchtime. It was the quailies.
Was it quail?
Quick.
No problem having that again.
Yeah, that's lovely. That's lovely.
We buy that here. We've got that here too, aren't we? Quail eggs?
Yeah, right now.
That's all right.
There's balut here now.
No, not right now. So the balut, you should eat it in the dark. You don't want lights, so you can eat it without
looking at it during the nighttime.
Yeah, that's why it's nighttime. So you don't see anything. So, otherwise, they just taste yummy. Isn't it taste yummy?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
As long as you don't look at it.
That's protein.
Yeah, it's protein.
Yeah, I hear it's really healthy for you.
It certainly stopped me overeating.
Protein to the purest level.
Would you like another? No, thank you.
No, big
hug. Now, I'm used to getting protein another way. In another type of animal.
Yeah, I would say that my favourite is the chicken in a salad, though.
Chicken in a salad.
We had that at lunch today.
Yes. You should come to my island and we go.
Yes, I
know. The best chicken in a salad, yeah.
Yum.
Cool.
What is your island?
Negros. So it's in central Philippines. It's the Visayas region. Visayas region. Yeah, just opposite Cebu. I don't know if you guys heard of Cebu, but
Yes, I've seen it.
That's all the beautiful women in Cebu.
Yeah, of course. And in my island.
It's just past 5 o'clock, so we can say
No, I wondered, you know how the ABS-CBN, you know, this network, television network in the Philippines, was actually holding a foreigner singing OPMs in the Philippines. And it's a shame that you guys didn't go there. It was a competition, and it was really, really good. A lot of foreigners, you know, no Filipino blood came to the Philippines to compete.
What nationality?
I think, can't remember, I could be, but there's a lot. I think American. Yeah, he's American. They could have a girlfriend that's Filipinos and things like that. But yeah, a lot of Australian came across.
I think one thing for the DC boys, when the idea first came to us, it was what we wanted to do was not do the token gesture of another culture's songs. Mm. Sometimes, as much as you love the people trying to do the Māori songs, it's like, they maybe should have left that one. And that's one thing that we didn't want to do. And so thank you and thank you to our supporters, our fans out there that appreciate.
You would have won it, honestly. You would have won
our interpretation of Tagalog.
Yeah,
we really do try our best to show respect.
You would have won.
That's today, respect.
Respect
to another culture. And it's beautiful because as we're learning, it's been translated. Mm. And
Like some button.
It's very good.
Promise.
Honestly, now I find myself listening to songs and the tones, because you don't always understand, or seldom you understand, but listening to the beautiful tones that are actually going on within the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for me it's opened my mind as to a different aspect of music, especially vocal delivery of music. And I guess when we approach English songs in English now, it's like, oh, okay.
This won't take long. So we are as a group planning to go over to perform in the Philippines, and one of the opportunities we do have when we're over there
it's like a wish bus
and we'll be performing on that when we're over there as well. Hopefully we will be performing on that as well, and it should be great, so tune in if you have that as well.
But one thing, man, standing up in front of Pinoy people, Filipino people, they all can sing.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's like...
Oh, you need
to validate your right to stand up and sing because... and we've got to say
can sing really well, but others are just pretend like...
They think they can, yes. True.
They think we can.
There was at the Independence Day celebrations, there was one elder gentleman that we thought, oh gosh, we must be getting this wrong. His response was sort of no, non-response, and then we thought, oh well, don't look at that gentleman, look at everybody else enjoying themselves. And when Panalanging came up, you could see him trying to hold his stance, and then as his arms opened, and next minute he's sort of like rocking with us.
Yeah.
And we sort of looked at each other and go, oh, we must be doing all right. He let his guard down, and that really validates that we're...
Yeah, you're doing it...
That we're on the right correctly. Track, eh? That yes. we're on the right track. Yeah.
Exactly, you are.
A lot of hard work and a lot of passion, really, for, the, for the boys. Obviously, the vows are similar to Māori vows.
Yes.
Which really, really helps.
We've
just come to love.
It's very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Very good.
Yeah. Well spoken. So, just wanted to apologise. We had sorted something out, but it seems as if our backings haven't been here. So, we brought a couple of guitars and we're getting by.
Having a good time.
Very good, actually.
Thank you.
Very good.
The next one, we're going to do an English song at the moment. It's
composed by you as well.
We're going to play that one after this one. Hopefully we can turn that one into a big sing-along. It should be great. But this one here was originally done back in 85, I believe, and it's a special love of ours. It's where we sort of base a lot of our harmonies on, and been taught to us as well.
We really are fans of these people.
Yeah, this we're really band. Fans of the Eagles.
The Eagles.
It's an Eagles song, and this one is called Those Eyes That Are Lying, or The Lying Eyes.
The Lying Eyes.
Just in memory of Mr. Glenn Frey.
In memory of Mr. Glenn Frey. Nice guy.
Okay, so to all our American listeners out there, this goes out to you guys as well.
And let's hope you do it justice.
Just a smile. A rich old man, and she won't have to worry. She'll dress up all in lace and go in style. Late at night, the big old house gets lonely, and I guess every form of refuge has its price, and it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man whose hands as cold as ice. So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend feeling down. But he knows where she's going as she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town. You can't hide your lying eyes and your smile. I thought by now you'd realize there ain't no way to hide your lying eyes. On the other side of town, boy is waiting with starry eyes and dreams no one can steal. She drives on through the night anticipating, cause he makes her feel the way she used to feel. She rushes to his arms,
they fall together. She whispers that it's only for a while. She swears that soon she'll be coming back forever. She pulls away and leaves him with a smile. You can't hide your lying eyes, and your smile's a thin disguise. I thought by now you realize there ain't no way to hide your lying eyes. So she gets up and pulls herself a strong one and stares out at the stars up in the sky.
Now it's nice.
Another night, it's gonna be a long one. She draws the shades and hangs her head to cry. She wonders how it got this crazy. She thinks about a boy she knew in school. Did she get tired or did she just get lazy? She's so far gone she feels just like a fool. You can't hide your lying eyes, and your smile's a thin disguise. I thought by now you'd realize there ain't no way to hide your lying eyes. There ain't no way to hide your lying eyes. Honey, you can't hide your lying eyes.
Come on, guys, come on, guys, it's over.
Now, Manang Trini, we must learn that. We cannot hide our lying eyes. That applies to ladies' eyes. The men are very good at hiding their lying eyes.
They say she always knows, but we know too. We just tolerate it.
We just tolerate.
In some respects.
Nice one. Lovely.
Yeah.
Very lovely.
Okay, so talk about our music then, Kane.
Yes, yes, we'll talk about our music. What would you like to know? Well, where's...
Country-inspired.
Country-inspired, Mexican-inspired, Māori-inspired. So it's a combination of many, many music, many sounds genres. And genres of music. Yeah. And we pride ourselves on being inspired by country.
It's very good. That makes you really versatile.
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly what it does. Mm-hmm.
And it does.
It's quite humble too. I think a lot of younger bands, at least, they don't respect the country music genre. Mm-hmm. But if you break things right back, it's the roots. Well, at least yes. For us, it's mm-hmm. the roots. Mm-hmm. And yes. When everything else goes down and technology doesn't work, you get out a guitar,
yeah.
You look at your three notes, three chords that you know, yeah. What mum taught you or dad taught you or your friend down the road taught you.
Guitar and a candle.
And and you just start, you know, making people happy, and it's a bonus when the notes come off right.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Nice. This is what we all aspire.
Yeah, like today, ladies and gentlemen, our guitarist for today is Sam, mainly backed up by Joss, and we have great music.
Thank you. If you want to hear more of it, you can go to The Dizzy Boys Fusion at facebook.com.
Yes.
And you will hear more.
Yes, we have a few more songs on there as well. Mm-hmm. And also we will be performing and some of the things that we get up to and the guys get up to. It's quite fun.
Behind the scenes.
It's not Big Brother or anything, but it's the next best thing.
I love to see the expressions on our Pinoy relatives' faces when, like, we rock in there and they go, oh, these guys look lost. And then we sit down and then we have a meal, and I guess with our tradition, after our meal we like to sing a song in appreciation. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing where we just come from having lunch. People like to stop with their fork and you can see what they were doing. It's like, oh, okay. And once again, more gratitude for that. Mm-hmm.
So thanks again for our US listeners and everyone at home that's here supporting us, and thank you for allowing us on your show.
For being on some more time.
Brilliant on your show. We enjoy it.
Our pleasure to have you here, and definitely we will have you again. Whenever your schedule permits.
Excellent. That's just thanks to all the family members also at home, and we have fun coming up to the Auckland travel. The travel up was brilliant, nice and easy. Mm-hmm. Holidaying, it's starting to get a bit packed, but we managed to get through the longish way. Traffic was a challenge.
You came all the way from Hamilton yesterday, eh?
Yes.
We all came
going
up.
Home
yeah.
today as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Tita Virgie, for having us. Thanks.
Pleasure. Yes. Yeah. So, are you having your last song?
Yes. Yeah. This one here is one of our songs that we're going to sing. It's fun. We're going to have a bit of a sing along in this one together, and support each other. A bit of a different version. This one. This is our live version of the song, and we're going to sing "I Got That Love."
Yeah.
Take it away. Fantastic composition. Woo! Yay, I've got the love.
I've got the love.
Oh, fantastic. original.
Yes, it's yes, that is original. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the original of the DC Boys. I Got the Love.
Yes. Thank you for letting us put it out there, Tito Bridge.
Bumabati kami ng maligayang kaarawan sa lahat ng nagdiriwang ng kaarawan ngayong araw na ito. George Dawson, 75 today. My very good friend, Joy Francisco, 51 today. And marami pa pong nag-birthday.
Yes, happy birthday to Joy Francisco kahapon. And of course, sa lahat ng mga nagdiriwang ng mga kanilang kaarawan, thank you so much for listening to us and happy birthday. All the best. And of course, sa lahat na nag-celebrate ng mga anibersaryo, new boyfriend, new husband, whatever you're celebrating, happy celebration.
Nagpapaalam na po kami at nagpapasalamat sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa aming sasamang tsari.
Bye-bye.
At syempre pa, in sa ngala ng aming mga kasama dito sa radyo, magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. You say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Bye.
Thank you.